Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In Why Marx Was Right, Second Edition, Terry Eagleton. A distinguished literary theorist and cultural critic takes on the monumental task of dispelling the myriad misconceptions surrounding Karl Marx and his ideas. With a blend of scholarly rigor and wit, Eagleton revisits Marx's core principles, arguing passionately for their relevance in today's world. Published in a time of growing inequality and widespread disillusionment with the status quo, this book serves as both an introduction to Marxist thought and a persuasive case for why Marx's diagnoses of capitalism and propositions for its overthrow remain critical for understanding and transforming the modern socioeconomic landscape. Through 10 accessible chapters, Eagleton addresses common criticisms and misunderstandings of Marxism, ranging from its supposed economic determinism to the accusation of utopianism, making a compelling case for a reconsideration of Marx's legacy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, demystifying Marxism. Eagleton begins by tackling the frequent misinterpretations and vilifications of Marxism that have proliferated in academic and political discourse. He clarifies that Marx's work is not a blueprint for disaster, as some critics suggest, but a complex analysis of capitalist society. Marx's critique of capitalism is not solely focused on economics, but encompasses the entire gamut of social, political, and cultural life under capitalist conditions. Eagleton emphasizes that Marx saw capitalism as a historically specific mode of production rather than a permanent, unchangeable system. This clarification is pivotal, as it counters the argument that Marxism is a rigid, dogmatic ideology. Secondly, capitalism and its discontents. Eagleton delves into Marx's critique of capitalism, illuminating how Marx saw it as a system that exploits the many for the benefit of the few. He highlights Marx's analysis of surplus value and how capitalism is driven by the imperative to continuously expand, leading to cycles of booms and busts, and inevitably, to crises. This section of the book showcases Marx's understanding of capitalism as inherently unstable and prone to create economic inequalities and social injustices. Eagleton adeptly uses contemporary examples to show how Marx's critiques still resonate, particularly in contexts of widespread economic disparity and environmental degradation. Thirdly, the human cost. Eagleton places a significant emphasis on Marx's concern with the human toll of capitalism. He explores how the capitalist mode of production alienates workers from their labor, from the products of their labor, and from each other. This alienation, Eagleton argues, is not merely an economic issue, but a deeply existential one, affecting individuals' sense of self and community. Through a Marxist lens, Eagleton discusses contemporary issues such as the precarization of work and the erosion of social bonds, demonstrating how Marx's insights into alienation are more pertinent than ever in the age of gig economies and digital isolation. Fourthly, Marxism and democracy. One common critique of Marxism is its supposed incompatibility with democracy. Eagleton tackles this head-on, arguing that Marx envisioned a form of democracy far more participatory and inclusive than the liberal democratic models prevalent today. Marx's advocacy for a self-governing, classless society, Eagleton asserts, is fundamentally a democratic vision. He challenges readers to consider how democratic socialism might offer more substantial forms of freedom and equality than those provided by capitalist democracies. This section encourages a reevaluation of the relationship between Marxism and democratic governance, suggesting that Marx's ideas could rejuvenate contemporary democratic practices. Lastly, the relevance of Marx today. In the final part of the book, Eagleton reflects on the enduring relevance of Marx's thought. He argues that despite the significant changes in global economics and politics since Marx's time, the foundational issues he identified remain pressing challenges, from the environmental crisis to the resurgence of right-wing populism. Eagleton suggests that Marx's analysis offers crucial insights for understanding and addressing the cataclysms of the 21st century. He makes a compelling case for why, in an age of unprecedented wealth and technological capability, Marx's critique of inequality and his vision for a more just society are as necessary as ever. In conclusion, Terry Eagleton's Why Marx Was Right, Second Edition is a robust defense of Marx's ideas, tailored for skeptics, students, and anyone curious about the relevance of Marxism in contemporary society. By meticulously addressing and debunking common criticisms of Marx, Eagleton not only clears the ground for a renewed engagement with Marxist theory, but also illuminates its utility for diagnosing and challenging the inequities of our times. This book is particularly valuable for readers interested in social and political theory, economics, and the potential for systemic change. It serves as a powerful reminder of the transformative potential contained within Marx's critique of capitalism, making a convincing case that to envision a more equitable and sustainable future, we must first understand the dynamics of the present through Marx's insights. If you would like to support Terry Eagleton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.